Welcome once again to New Life Christian Fellowship. I am Robbie. I'm on staff with NLCF, with New Life Christian Fellowship, and I'm just so stoked for Easter. It's my favorite day of the year. It's powerful. So I hope that you guys are feeling the joy this morning. We know that there are trials, there are tribulations, there's things that we're all going through. But this morning, let us just fall on our knees before God and His glory. That's the only announcement, that Jesus is risen and that there is victory over sin and death. I'm also excited this morning because we get to hear one of the things, the practices we like to do at New Life Christian Fellowship is hear from different people on at our gathering services, different people from our congregations. They get to speak about life, get to speak about new life, get to speak about how God has been moving in their life, whether small or big. But just so that we remember and we can praise God for how the kingdom is moving. So we're going to hear from a couple voices this morning. First, we're going to hear from Kristen Saya, and she is with our New Life congregation, and she is a wise woman, so I'm excited to hear her speak. And then we're going to hear from Jeremy Jones from our NLCF congregation. He is also very wise, and I'm excited to hear him speak. So would you guys welcome up Kristen Saya?
Hello. I'm a little nervous, just a little bit. But what I have to share with you today is really joyful. And I love that song we just sang, "Go and tell it to the masses that He is God." And that's what I'm here today to share with you. Just a really quick background. I'm married to my husband, Dom. I have three little girls. I'm a mom. And we've been a part of New Life in NLCF for almost 12 years. So it's really special to us to be here on Easter. Anyway, what I'm going to share today is what amazing things God has done in my heart through a time of hardship and suffering. And I'm going to start by reading from Romans. This is Romans 5, 3 through 5. "More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." And I think sometimes we read verses like that and we think, okay, suffering is supposed to produce good things in me. And we say, what does that look like? What does that mean? And what I want to tell you today is that God has done this for me. He has walked me through a season of intense growth, and He's done it primarily using suffering and hardship. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what my suffering or hardship was, mostly because I don't have time. but I think it's also important that when we are facing something hard, that we don't rate it and decide it's either too small or too big for God to care about or God to be involved in. And so sometimes we compare our suffering to other people. And so part of the reason why I'm not explaining exactly what we're going through is for that reason, but also because I just probably don't have time. But anyway, what you do need to know is that it's been a really hard year for me and my family. And it's also important, I think, for you to know that our trial is not over. We stand right in the middle of it. I stand here right in the middle of my hard circumstances. The problems I'm talking about have not been resolved. So, but in the middle of that, God has done amazing, amazing things in my heart. And that's what I want to tell you about. And it all began with one tiny, small act of faith that was out of complete desperation, fear for my family, and feeling completely unable to handle the situation I was in. I made a decision that absolutely nothing was going to stop me from getting up early in the morning to pray before my kids got up. And I made that commitment, that one little act of faith. And what happened was, within the first two weeks, God came and met me in really powerful ways. And I just felt completely in love with God, completely in love with his presence. Like, I could not get enough. I cherish my time alone with him. I long for prayer. I thirst for his word like I never have before. Like, I can't read it enough. Everything and anything that might help me experience God, worship music, being with other believers, reading, listening to teachings, anything, I just thirst for it, and I love it. And he's put that passion and devotion in me, and just this deep love for him, right in the middle of my hard circumstances. And this verse talks about producing endurance and character, and he's also produced qualities in me that I had never knew could be strength, endurance, and he has made me strong, and he has been my strength. And I'm a person who was operating under belief that pretty much that I was a wimp, but God has made me strong. And then on top of all that, he's refining me and freeing me from sins that some I didn't know were there, and then some that have entangled me for so long that I never thought could be different. And so all this is this amazing transforming work that I can testify to that he's done in my heart. And the main thing that he's used to do it is suffering and hardship. And what I want to just explain is that suffering, of course you know this, is hard, it's painful. I've had many, many, many days where I battle distress and discouragement all day long until he turns my heart, which he almost always faithfully does. Prayers that have just been flooded with tears, many, many prayers flooded with tears. But what I love and what I can testify to is that suffering, what the Bible promises, that suffering is meant to produce something beautiful in us. And it's fitting for Easter. It's the way of the cross, right? It's meant to produce something beautiful in us. The scriptures say more precious than gold. It's meant to grow our faith and draw us deep into the heart of God. And I'm going to read a psalm that's been really important to me because it's this one passage that God keeps bringing up over and over in different ways, and I know it's important for me and for my family. And it talks about sowing seeds, and I believe when we walk through hard times that God wants us to sow seeds of faith right into that hard circumstance, right into the hard thing. And he wants us to put one foot in front of the other and do the things that we know he calls us to do. Pray, read his word, and then fight for faith like never before to believe that what he says in his word is true, and it's true for you, it's true for me, and it's true for our hard circumstance. And sometimes when we sow those seeds of faith, we do it with tears streaming down our face. And we're weeping as we sow those seeds of faith, and God knows that. And what the psalm says is when we do that, we will reap with great joy. And so I'm going to read it, and then I'm done. Okay. And I'm having trouble seeing. Okay. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Jeremy. I'm a senior here at Virginia Tech. Like Kristen, I'll be lying to you if I said I was not nervous right now. But it's Easter, and whether I make a lick of sense, God's still resurrected. So that's comforting, right? But actually, really, I do want to share what God's been doing with me in regards to comfort or sacrificing comfort. And you see throughout the Bible different accounts of how God uses a factor of discomfort to move in people, to build people up. Israel enduring an uncomfortable wilderness to get to the promised land. Peter stepping out of the comfortable boat to get to Jesus. And with me, my account is brought to you courtesy of my kneecaps. So for those who, my new friends out there that don't know me, I have pretty bad knees. And so in the April of 2014, I injured my left knee. And after about a year, I recognized that I had grown comfortable with my minimal leg strength and that I was no longer seeking growth in that area. And fast forward a little bit to the point of actually last November, I guess I was uncomfortable with the fact that my legs were now a little unsymmetrical. So I injured my right leg, and so I got matching scars, boom, took care of that problem. But it didn't take long for me to realize that in the same way that I grew comfortable physically, I grew comfortable spiritually as well. I was no longer seeking growth, got complacent. And all of a sudden, God just gave me this opportunity, second chance, really, to reject comfort and to just dig deeper and really to build up myself physically as well as spiritually. So I coupled my physical rehab or kneehab with my spiritual rehab. And really to this day, there's a lot of excuses that I just throw out to God in the area of growth. Like, God, I feel so weak going to the gym to work out my legs. I feel so small in a world that's so broken. God, it's embarrassing to go to the gym and have my legs shake under 40 pounds of weight. I feel like everybody in the gym could hear my knees knock. That's embarrassing. And really, what if I humiliate myself trying to share my faith? So, God, do you understand? I don't think you do. It's uncomfortable. I don't know if it's worth giving up, sacrificing my comfort. And really, on this Easter Sunday, I just recognize how any excuse I can use, I can have. Christ just laid down there on the cross. Jesus says to me, I was weak when I took many lashes, burdened and bruised for you. I was publicly shamed, humiliated as I hung there on the cross, King of the Jews, wearing a crown of thorns for you. Jeremy, are you hearing me? I gave up all comfort as I sacrificed my life for you, all so you can live a life finding all the comfort you need in me. Because I love you, Jesus. Are you hearing me, Jeremy? And so I've become to really start to hear him. And how can I really take such a huge gift, such a gift that's undeserved, graciously given, and reduce it to something that I'm comfortable with, that I'm okay with doing, that I'm okay with managing? That's baloney. That's not the way to live. And so now what? I am really wanting to intend to embrace every opportunity, any encounter that I have today, whether large or small, however it looks like, to embrace, to sacrifice my comfort for the sake of the gospel, because it is worth it. And that's really the least I can do. And really, my hope is that, you know, as the days go by, you can see me pumping out some mean squats. You can see me just moving some mean mountains. That's how you move mountains. Not to be confused with raising the roof. But Yeah, so that's what I'm aiming for. And so yeah, if you're anything like me and find yourself kind of complacent, I just encourage you, I dare you, a triple dog dare you, to step out your comfort zone and just see what God can do, see how he moves, because he's done a lot through me in that area. Yeah, I feel like I got a little passionate today. I'm sorry, excuse me, but for real, yeah, if you're right there with me, just take a leap, and you will not regret it. Now is it connect time, so I'm going to let somebody take the mic.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeremy and Kristen, for those powerful words. Suffering love is how Jesus conquered death and sin. And in the midst of that suffering, he is with us. And so I pray that those words, actually, I'm just going to pray right now. Lord, would those words that Jeremy and Kristen shared, would they seal upon our hearts something that we need to hear, Lord? If there's anybody in this room that you need to refresh, to restore, to renew, even in the midst of their suffering, would you use their words to do that, Lord? Would your spirit speak to us today? And would your spirit speak to this through us, to us through your word, through Jim, through handshakes, through hugs, through high fives, through smiles, Lord, through understanding glances, God, would you speak to us about what it truly means to sacrifice, but also what it truly means to serve a victorious risen Savior? Amen.